honking horns and newfound underground railroads we know today. Playing quietly in the woods north of downtown Manhattan, unaware of her pending motherhood to sons named Renaissance and daughters named New Amsterdam's Hope. 1873, she became a city girl, though. Still unaware of her coming reputation as what many would call the literary, musical, political, and creative capital of Black America, Lady Harlem. Between 1873 and 1920, before the Depression and after all that servitude, she would supply the ink that flowed from the pens of Hughes, McKay, and Dunbar, and their shared thoughts would soon become fertilizer for the new Negro's consciousness. On the east side, she would oversee barrio gatherings, stocked with rice, beans, and